T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Perfect.
Bam! Oh! Peyton Manning!
Partner!
Just imagine the gallery going nuts.
I felt good. about you making it.
Oh, beautiful thing. That was for the win. Tiger's got driver.
He's got it teed down. Probably see some kind of low fade here.
Yeah, right to the tee. And Tiger Woods finds the fairway. And that'll be the one. Tiger with the putter in hand. On his home course for the win.
Oh.
All right. Well, that ought to do it. Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning, the winners of Capital One's The Match.
1 to 10, Tiger. How's the back feeling?
Well, let's just say the 10 is not what it used to be.
But it's still better than most. Thank
absolutely.
You. Get back out there on the range, and we're going to go bother Peyton Manning.
Is that a good sign or a bad sign?
My, you know, Tiger and Phil came out. They, like, took 3 swings, and they're ready to go. So I've taken about 3,000.
I have to pick those few moments that were far between where I was able to beat Tiger, and 2012 AT&T was one of those, and I had this old blade with a white hot XG insert from Odyssey that I putted phenomenal with, shot 64 to his 75, won the tournament. That putter has been known throughout the golf circles as the Tiger Slayer, and so I brought that out for this particular event.
These guys, you know, Tom and Peyton, we take our hats off to them for coming out. This is our arena. This is what we do for a living. We couldn't imagine going out on the field and, you know, doing what they do.
See, you laugh.
No, just, come join us for a quick
see you in one-on-one coverage.
I've had a few times out there today on the front nine when I couldn't find the ball, but anyway.
Yeah, a lot on 7.
Yeah, I know.
All right, well, that's pretty funny. Pretty funny stuff.
That was
stuff.
Great. Yeah.
Rain, wondering if they're even going to get it in. So want to just say hope everybody's Memorial Weekend and salute and honor to veterans and everything else that people went to and doing all that hard work out there, keeping everybody as safe as possible. So we hope it was good. I know mine was very simple, Zach. I'm guessing yours was too. It rained so much. I was indoors all the whole time. I mean, we must have had 20 inches of rain, man.
I would think from the last time we were on here talking to each other, saying goodbye before the weekend, it literally rained from that point on until, I'm guessing, sometime late last night or late yesterday, yes.
Right. Oh, man.
It was a full, it wasn't one of those like, oh, man, it rained, you know, Saturday and it really killed the weekend. It rained Friday afternoon, Saturday night, all day Sunday and all day Monday, and now it's Tuesday morning, and I'm still waiting to see if it's raining outside right now.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, the aftermath driving in this morning is, I mean, the roads are just a mess. There's, right. There's just
that's
crap
the best.
Everywhere.
But that's what my wife said to me last night before we go to bed. She goes, oh, you don't have to go, you know, very far for work tomorrow. Doesn't Hollywood live in Brickell? Because it looks like Brickell looks like another ocean right now.
We were underwater yesterday. It wasn't that bad today, but it was just, again, there's just crap all over the road.
Hopefully there's not actual crap.
Right.
Just crap. I know what you're saying, but not right. The actual crap. Well, listen, anyway, we got through that couple of days of rain, and we had somehow they got that match in up north a little bit here. Matter of fact, they're hitting shots at 8 o'clock, and I was looking outside. I don't know about you guys, but they were playing the last couple holes, and my house was pitch black. I don't know how they did that on the cameras. They lighten those cameras up.
Right.
But it was fun to watch, and apparently – if we were all watching, we weren't the only ones. It was on TNT, got the Michael Jordan ratings, 5.8 average.
Wow.
At a high of 6.3 million viewers. You don't think people are starving for anything that's live and not some event from 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago, because that's what they got. I thought it was very good. It turned out, and when I saw the rain, I go, man, they're not going to get this in. They're going to have to cancel it. And then I went, oh, if they play, it's going to be bad. And as predicted, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady couldn't have been more nervous to start that event once they realized, holy crap, we're here with Tiger and Phil on live TV.
Right.
Nothing else is on. And we're sitting here with our 6.5 handicap and 8 handicap playing against two guys that are used to playing in front of huge crowds, winning big tournaments, always in tournaments. And here we are, and they're joking around. You could tell. Hey, man, you know, they say what? Stay in your lane, stay in your own, whatever, man. It was, that was different. I got nervous just thinking about being on that first tee, Tiger watching, Phil watching, and knowing there's a lot of people watching. And all the guys from your sport are sending out social media stuff. You got Barkley over there just like, dude, I'll give you a couple of strokes. Let's play.
Right.
And everybody having fun with it. You know Tom Brady. He wanted to be good. I mean, he ended up making some good putts and hold one out from the fairway. But, man, you know when he was struggling and spraying it that he was just like, what the hell am I doing? Oh, my God, I'm just embarrassing myself. But ended up being fun, man. I got to tell you, it was and I'm not comparing. I hate doing this, but I'm doing a radio special. It was a hell of a lot better than that seminal event a week before, even though the weather was great and Justin and all those guys were playing and Rory, this thing had just more to it, even though the weather sucked, wasn't nearly, I mean, it was perfect weather the week before, and they raised $20 million in this event. This thing was an absolute home run. I couldn't wait to see what the ratings were going to be like, and sure enough, man, we'll just call them Michael Jordan kind of ratings. Right. They were talking about the ratings for majors that are on cable before they get to Saturday and Sunday's final two rounds were higher for this than they were for the actual best players in the world trying to win a major and setting themselves up on a Thursday and Friday for the first two rounds when they use TNT and they use ESPN. They got higher ratings with this foursome, which two Hall of Fame quarterbacks and two of the great golfers to ever play, wherever you want to put Tiger and Phil and rank them in there, two top 10 for sure with Tiger at the top. But, boy, I'll tell you what, man, people are starving. You put anything decent on TV that's a sport that people know. Whether they like it or not, they know what's on. Even NASCAR's getting great ratings right now. And it goes right back to, if you don't think there's going to be a little race to get going and making sure you're set up in July in baseball, basketball, and hockey, you are crazy. I'll take it a step further. I think football ratings this year, which will be right around the corner if you're talking about coming back, I think football TV ratings are going to be friggin' ridiculous. I do. I mean, I don't know how much more they can go up, and I know they're already way up there. Don't you,
Joe? Think about if it comes down to it, and which it probably is going to at this point, no fans in the stands. How many more people are going to be watching? You know what I mean? Just
that's true.
Add that amount in there, and that's not a lot. We're not talking about an extra 5 million people. That's not what I mean by that, because there's not that many people in 15 stadiums or 16 stadiums every Sunday, but I just think you're right about this. Look what was on and look at the ratings in the last 6 or 7 Sundays. Things that are, this was a live sporting event, obviously, but it was an exhibition match and documentaries. Imagine if you had 1-4 and an 8 o'clock game on Sunday, what the ratings would be.
Oh, God.
Think about that. Or think about a 12, a 3:30, a 7 and a 10:30 game on Saturday for college football.
And I still think more people are staying home. People are like, all right,
right,
you're opening up things. Great. I can still go out and grab a dinner. But you know what? I still see those numbers. And you know, whatever you want to say, I still think a lot of people are staying home. And they're going out. A lot more people went out as we're getting through another phase today. I think today we opened swimming pools and gyms today, if I'm not mistaken. But saying all that, a lot of people are like, you know, still going to stay home, see those numbers. I'm going to go ahead and see how everybody acts and just make sure I stay home. So, yeah, I just think for a while, man, you got TV sporting events. It's going to be pretty darn good. We got a lot of stuff from yesterday as well. By the way, the Tua thing, man, it is. I never seen anything like this. I'm now to the point. He wasn't the first pick in the draft. He was the fifth overall pick. But even all the stuff still coming out, like everybody's still doing shows on when Tua should play. We heard from former head coaches. We heard from all the lead analysts for ESPN and stuff, all breaking this down on how the team and the debate of playing time and when he should play. And then we got certain guys coming out saying they should wait. Please allow this guy time to develop. And others going, no, you just throw him in there and let him. He's going to get the job anyway. And I'm just like, wow, this Tua thing. You don't think people are saying, put Tua up there. Another video comes out about him sliding to some drills.
Right.
And people talking about Tua mobility and Tua quickness and whether we should have an open competition day one. And I went, wow, it's all great for the Miami Dolphins, right? All going to be great for this team as we watch with the Ryan Fitzpatrick and Tua competition. And how Chan Gailey and Brian Flores are going to handle this whole thing. But I just got a kick out of it. And everybody's comments on how and his leadership, and he's going to be the guy, just throw him in there now. And others going, you don't do that to him if he's not ready mentally and physically. And I was like, wow, it's incredible that everybody, and again, I know it's a little slow, and it's not like we have 17 sporting events a day to talk about like we usually do. But it was pretty interesting to hear the national media's take on Tua and all the steps here, the knowledge of the offense, the O-line development, if Ryan Fitzpatrick's better to start with and wins the job, the growing pains that come with understanding coverages and what people are doing and you knowing what everybody's doing on your offense and everything else. So yeah, that was, I just looked at all the stuff yesterday and I was like, we're going through this again? Like, is this the second wave of, or third wave of the Tua watch? And my God, man, I've never seen so many people. I was really curious coming off this injury. Not our fan base. I get that. I do. I get that most fans want Tua. They were glad we got him. They wanted him. Even with the hip, they wanted him. I think what's amazed me is how many people that aren't just fans of the Miami Dolphins, but are just big fans of Tua, that just want to see him play right away. They want to get Tua in there and get this thing going. What the hell? He's the quarterback. Brian Billick and some of these guys, and I was like, wow, okay. So
they drafted a rock star. That's the difference. I understand that, you know, he's hurt and he was hurt and had surgery and missed games, but he played for Alabama, he played for Nick Saban, he won a national championship. He's a really good dude, I guess you could say, a really good guy.
Oh, yes.
He's a rock star, but he's a rock star. Like, he's a much bigger name, and this is than the number one pick in the draft, like, because there's a bigger story around it anyway. Joe Burrow was the number one guy. He had one of the best seasons we've ever seen, won the Heisman, won all the awards, and well-deserved and all that. But Tua's the rock star of this draft. And that's why there was such a big tank for Tua, and we want Tua. And when you did polls and 70% said, we'll take Tua, even though he's hurt at 5, and you got him now. And then look at the hype around him. You don't see this much hype, especially nationally, about Joe Burrow, even though you know he's going in there to start and play day one. there's just such a difference between these two guys, because you drafted Justin Bieber, you drafted Justin Timberlake, you drafted Michael Jordan, you drafted the name. I don't mean by player, but I mean you drafted that name, and you're right. And I just think it really is unbelievable when you see guys that have nothing to do with this Dolphins team, that are not our local guys down here writing stories, but guys that are talking about him nationally and doing it daily.
And how he should be used and how quickly.
Right.
I mean, he's going to end up being the starting quarterback. We all agree with that. That's 100%.
Right.
We all agree. At some point between now and next year at this time, he will be the Miami Dolphins starting quarterback. The different scenarios. Yes, it could happen day one. I don't think it will. But it'll definitely, I bet, if he's healthy 100%, a year from now, we're going, hey, Tua's the starting quarterback of the Miami Dolphins. That's 100%. That is 100% he'll be there. Now, there's a good chance in between those two, between starting the first game this year against New England, which I don't think the odds are very good, to next year where it's a slam dunk he's going to start, somewhere in between, there's a chance he could start. And I love everybody's going to their favorite great quarterback and how long it took him to start, whether it was Marino. In his handful of games, he had to sit on the bench because the team was struggling, to the Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes sitting. Mahomes sitting for a year. Aaron Rodgers had to sit more than a year, if I'm not mistaken. So everybody's different, right? And then all the first overall picks that were thrown in there, Peyton Manning, and go get him right off the bat. Of course, Peyton Manning talked about throwing a zillion interceptions in that first year. My God, he did. If I'm not mistaken, it was something 20-something interceptions that first year. But, yeah, pretty interesting stuff that's going on in everybody's take on it. And, again, Zach, you know what this all goes back to? They're doing this because people want to know. People see the video, and from the video, we're calling it Tua video number two is now officially out for Miami Dolphin fans to take a look at. Him sliding through those ground ropes, and getting to it. Hey, we got a lot of stuff to get to. Man, I'll tell you one thing. With a lot of people staying home, it hadn't been easy on a lot of people, has it? Including a former number two overall quarterback who just might have got his last chance. That might be it. We'll come back. We'll talk about that. We've got an update on all the teams and what it's looking like with the latest coming out from professional sports on their return. We'll get to all that stuff right after this.
All right, Joe, let's give a little update on COVID-19 and the coronavirus powered by AirPros $79 service call. Call the pros that know. AirProsACRepair.com. The City of Miami Gardens is allowing barbershops, hair salons, and nail shops to officially reopen on Wednesday. Miami Gardens is joined by the cities of Miami, Miami Beach, and Hialeah and reopening a bit slower than the rest of Miami-Dade County. And restaurants in Miami were also scheduled to start reopening on Wednesday, that's May 27th, tomorrow. This update on COVID-19 powered by AirPros $79 service call. Call the pros that know, AirProsACRepair.com.
I'm not taking shots at anybody, and I completely understand that having most of the barbershop guys called all their clients and said, come on, man, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Come on. Because let's face it, you got a guy cut your hair, you want that guy to cut your hair, just like women. They'll wait 6 weeks, man, to go to a salon for that woman that does the color and the perfect color on the hair or whatever it is. So, like, yeah, you're like, hey, where are we doing it? What garage are we going to do this? Or what back door can I go through to get this done? Hey, so did you guys watch Lance Armstrong stuff before we get going? Did you get a little blood doping with Lance?
I didn't do the whole thing at once because I knew that we weren't going to be on Monday. But
that's all right. He's a piece of crap. He was a piece of crap then, and he's a piece of crap now.
I mean, that's what I got from it, right? Like, I didn't learn. It wasn't like I was learning so much new, you know, so many new things from his documentary, except for the fact that he truly is just a piece of you know what. That's it.
It's hard for me to watch this one now. He's telling a story after others who have had their lives ruined by him, that he went the extra mile to ruin lives for men and women affiliated in that business or people that were with him. Because when you're a cyclist, you have other riders with you. And so some of the guys just couldn't do it and said, this is wrong. I don't want to do it. And the blood doping and, you know, getting cells and getting more oxygen, all that stuff.
I feel dirty watching it. Should I have felt a little dirty watching it?
You know, Zach, it's funny, man. It's just this basic theme through all these years of radio. And we've talked about guys that have taken stuff to get healthy, get stronger, get more durable. I mean, there's been all kinds of stuff, man, they've come up with. Everybody knows the, you know, all the different names, if you say it, of stuff that athletes have taken. And it's basically goes back to one thing, man. It's to be the best at any cost and make more money. I mean, right. It because they just go, they go hand in hand, whether you're a power hitter for the next one, like Sammy and McGuire, and or what Lance Armstrong, who was making stupid amounts of money, but he just.
So did you not like the way that he came off in the documentary? And I know part two is coming up, what, next weekend?
So
you didn't really get to see the part where he destroys everyone, but I actually liked the way that he came off in this because I was going into this expecting him to be basically groveling and apologizing. And I just kind of, respected the way that he, like, owned everything.
Oh, he owned it, but with owning it, he wanted to make sure he said, hey, man, this is what everybody was doing.
I kind of expected him to be half on his knees begging for forgiveness at this point.
No, he
like,
did
that's
that
what
once.
I, yeah, but that's what I, like, expected out of this.
No, I think he realizes, man, it's way too late.
Right.
That's like you've killed 20 people, man. You can't say you're sorry now.
But everyone else is doing it. Everyone else goes out and does these apologies.
It's a dirty-ass sport.
And that's just kind of what I expected.
Listen, man, if anybody is on a cycling, including people on Saturday and Sunday, I think they're dirty. I watch these guys cycle in groups. I go, I wonder how many of those guys are taking something. No, I'm exaggerating a little bit. Now we'll have all those guys mad at us. I do it every weekend, Joe Rose. 60 miles, you couldn't do it, fat ass. But no.
But you see this guy basically on his deathbed, too, in the, you know, the first part of it. So you start to obviously feel for him.
Right.
Let me tell you. I've already had this. I remember doing this the last time we talked about this guy. Cancer survivors said, hey, Joe, how much money have you given to cancer?
Right.
Nobody's given more money to cancer than Lance Armstrong. Hundreds of millions of dollars. Not only, you know, so why he's still getting awards.
But that doesn't mean he's not a piece of crap. Like, I understand that he did a lot for cancer research, and believe me, I benefited from that, I'm sure, with my wife at some point, but it doesn't mean he's still not a piece of crap. That's the difference. When it comes to that, fine, and every, like you said, and we brought it up a million times, everyone had the bracelets, and everyone had to live strong, and I understand that, but the guy just underneath all that, just a piece of crap.
He's a hard guy for me to personally like.
But,
hey, listen, man, I always say this too. Like, first impression of somebody, a lot of times, if he's loud. I got this woman I was really loud with, and she, like, to this day, when she sees me and I try to be nice, she refused it. She hates me. And I realized, you know, it's first impression, and it wasn't a very impressive one by me. And so... that it's kind of like that, but yeah, I watch him and I go, geez, you're weak, man. You're weak. Listen, he wins. I mean, he ends up still got a lot of money. I don't know what kind of events still he realizes people don't like him and F you. And he was talking about people F you-ing him and you're a piece of crap. And so like he probably rubs more people the wrong way. About as much as any athlete we've ever had, even more than Bonds and I don't know. I hate to put those guys up there, but yeah, probably Bonds and Roger Clemens were up there too, because I think Roger is a real piece of crap too, because he rubs me the wrong way too. But not like Lance Armstrong. Lance takes it to a new level, man, because he stood for years and years and stood up there and lied. And when people went, hey, man, you know, and he'd go after people that accused him nationally. He'd go on shows and go after people that wrote articles about him. And I know he's cheating. We knew what he was taking. We knew who his guy was that set the program up. So, I don't know. I was in and out too, man. I watched it for a while just to see. And I was like, okay, probably watch a little bit more next weekend and everything else. But I will say this. It's got to be the dirtiest sport that we have. Not even close. And I know they, you know, they do, everybody does testing. But that sport, and maybe it's cleaned up. Maybe somebody out there that jumps on a cycle that's a cycle head and knows who all the great cyclists are in the world, whether somebody from France or Italy or here or somewhere, could tell me differently.
Joe, I'm sure it's cleaner than it used to be. I mean, used to be just the wild, wild west when it came to that. I'm assuming since then it's cleaned itself up a little bit, if not fully at this point, because of what happened with Lance. So not fully, but what I'm saying is you can't be the most high-profile athlete ever in your sport, go down for what he went down for, and not think there's going to be some sort of change in that sport. Yeah. Not full change, I'll give you that. You're right. Not 100%, everybody clean, nothing, you know. I'm sure there's plenty still in there at certain points, but I mean, Lance, you're talking about finding out Michael Jordan after all these years cheated and did this, and other players are doing, you know, like and it's an individual thing too. It's not a team sport.
But the problem is, Zach, it's different than, because it's like, hey, this started years and years ago, because he said like when he was 21 is when he started pretty much doing stuff, and everybody else is doing it, so he did it even though he knew it was wrong, and that was his take on it, and. Hey, listen, man, we had steroids around too. And I came to the Wild West, better known as the NFL, where there was no drug policies. There was nothing for drug and alcohol. We had maniacs, man. And they quietly went away back then, and people forget about it. But, I told since day one, steroids, never interested. I was around them in gyms. All the gyms had them, whether you were bodybuilding or just trying to get super strong, had no interest in taking a needle in the ass. And they were doing free needle in the asses at a gym I worked out at, without saying the name of the gym, because we didn't have a nice facility, Miami Dolphins. It's kind of hard to imagine Miami Dolphins barely had a gym, right?
Right.
Like had this one-piece gym and a bench press.
It doesn't sound right when you say that.
No, and it was tiny compared to what you see now in college and pro and even some of these high schools now.
High schools, right.
Yeah, some of these facilities they have.
You're telling me St. Thomas High School had a better gym than the Miami Dolphins did at that time? Like,
let's just say St. Thomas High School had a much better than St. Thomas University at that point.
Yeah,
we just had this little thing that was like one little machine and then had like a bench press next to it. And because, of course, the bench has always been the coolest thing, the bench press, which has never died. The bench press in weights is what the 40 is, right, for running. Kind of everybody like, all right, how many times are you doing 275 today? How many times are you doing 225? And that kind of stuff. But, so that stuff's been around, but you still know, it's dangerous. Even back then, those bodybuilders and they were dropping right and left with those ridiculous, like, got so big you were going. I mean, you can tell, right, when you see a bodybuilder and you're going, nah, your body can't look like that unless you
something.
Put some extra. Right. There's no way. There's no way
you're. Mexican meat, right?
Yeah,
Mexican
those meat. Muscles yeah. can hit you in the head, man, the way you're cut, you know. And those guys, they didn't last very long, man. It just, they went down. So anyway, yeah, that was a Lance Armstrong thing for anybody that might have seen it, but. I've always said, man, cycling, I don't know how they clean it up. I don't know how many people care, right? Because so, like, every bike has been, I think everybody during the last 2 months has bought a bike. There's no bikes anywhere. You can't buy a cheap bike anywhere, man. Everybody's out cycling now, staying healthy and everything.
Can you name one current cyclist?
No.
Nope, me either.
So it's still impressive what the guy did for his sport, which.
Oh, no, he was
great.
Again,
a sport that nobody here. Well, I shouldn't say nobody.
By the way,
not many people watch.
Did you see the Tour de France, that track up that hill, up that mountain?
Yeah, no, thank you.
Altitude, like, oh God,
right, no thanks.
And they were hauling ass, man, and wiping out, and getting back on the bike, and freaking people. Oh man, that was crazy. Yeah, I couldn't.
I got a hard time down Orange Drive. Forget about up a mountain like that.
Yeah, listen, man, I've been on that. For the Dolphins charity event.
Exactly.
I've done that 12 or 13 miles in a wind and rain and thought I was like 100 miles in, man. I said, wow, I didn't realize how crappy a shape I'm really in doing this thing. It's crazy. Hey, so we got a lot of other stuff going on here. We were going to talk about here. Got a little carried away on Lance, but the NBA looks like they're getting close. The NHL getting closer. Major League Baseball obviously got to get some financial things worked out as well as the safety things, but everybody has got that arrow pointing towards sometime in July, man. So we'll come back, get you caught up on that stuff. Plus, Ryan Leaf, he just can't get it going, man. Just can't get it going. Got a second chance with ESPN College Football after all these years of just having all kinds of issues in his personal life. And this could be it. We'll come back. We'll have that one. Plus a local high school coach, one of my favorite coaches, making national news. We'll tell you about that story. How big a deal is it, really? We'll have all that for you when we come back. A reminder to everybody out there that has a handicap somewhere between a 7 and a 12, and you think you're pretty good when you're telling your buddies you shot in the 70s and had a great Saturday, and then go out and play with Tiger and Phil on a live event and see what that's like with Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, who I'm guessing if would have had to play all their own shots and the out-of-bounds shots and all the other things. And by the way, Tiger and Phil were really, really good. I mean, they were really, really good. Phil hit some. Phil's sitting there talking about shots he was going to hit, explaining how it comes off. Phil's one of those guys that, like, will take 10 minutes to explain a shot to you, how it's going to slide off this. It's wet, so I'm going to come in low. It should check up, see how it's a down slope. And Tom Brady's looking at it, and then the friggin' guy goes out and does it, puts it within a friggin' foot of the hole, and you're like, okay, that's impressive. But yeah, I wouldn't have been able to take it back. And those guys went out there, and at first they were just hitting it everywhere, and then they calmed down a little bit and played a lot better. But yeah, I'm guessing those guys in that weather and that difficult golf course would have shot in the 90s. If we would have counted every stroke, they might have been flirting with six figures, because there would have been a lot of doubles and maybe some triples in there as well, which as people know, you get those doubles and triples, and when you're playing with your buddies, they say pick it up. Those PGA guys don't pick it up, man. They keep playing. The other story's coming out here, besides great ratings for that, and the match was a big hit. You should call it the match that raised money, because they were able to raise $20 million with pretty cool stuff
viewership that you said it was? How many? What was the viewership?
5.8 average, and it got to a high of 6.3, which that's all Michael Jordan stuff. That's what MJ did basically for the 10 documentaries, right? All 10 episodes of his show.
Because it looks like the one from a couple weeks back had a total audience delivery of 2.35 million average viewers.
So?
Across NBC Golf Channel, NBC Sports Network, with NBC Sports and the PGA Tour streaming platforms. Just reading through the article. But I wanted to see what it was like from four guys top of the game versus, you know, Tiger, Phil, and Peyton and Tom Brady. I knew it was going to be more, but wow, it's more than double.
So, no, it was crazy. The numbers were crazy. Like, these are not normal numbers. The PGA without Tiger would love to see these numbers on a Saturday or Sunday. Right. They take it every day of the week if they could get that and put those guys out there spraying it and play that same format that they did and all that stuff. But it was just this one. I watched both, and this one was a lot better. And I think a lot of it, listen, the other guys, obviously the foursome played a lot better because they're all PGA golfers. But first of all, I think Phil is great for business, man. Tiger didn't say much, but Tiger just kicked ass. He hit everything right down the middle. He played like, you're watching that Tiger and you're going, damn. Tiger's been playing, because if Tiger plays like that, Tiger gonna win some damn golf tournaments. He was so good. But Phil was great, and he's, you know, always yapping, and he's always like always kind of jabbing Tiger a little bit. Hey, you want to play for a couple $100,000 for a long drive? No, because I know you'll hit it for, you know. And I was like, so, you know, Phil's constantly going, and we're gonna get him pards. We're gonna. And there's just a little comments. Tom Brady's not a big talker, and then Peyton Manning just talks nonstop.
Oh, he's the best.
he gets after it. So the whole thing with a little personality in there, and they were sprinting to the next shot, and it was raining so hard. I swear, I was like, how are they going to putt on these greens? Those got to be the greatest greens in the world for taking care of not getting lakes on them. I was shocked. I thought there'd be those putting greens would be a lot worse. That's one hell of a private golf course up there.
By the way, can we have golf for all events in the future, have Charles Barkley and Justin Thomas as two people on the broadcast? I know that Justin's, he's like top five golfer in the world, but can we just somehow get him as like kind of the announcer on the course and then Barkley up in the stands? Because this made it fun for me to watch also.
Well, you got just exact opposite, right? Justin Thomas is a great golfer, and he was trying to fit in. I mean, listen, man.
He did a good job, though,
like they're in an awkward situation. They're sitting there looking at Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, and you know they know how good those guys are, and then those two guys are looking at, damn, we got three of the best golfers, including Justin Thomas, watching us, and the other two we're playing with. That's not easy, man. And oh, by the way, guys. You're on national TV, not on a team sport, but it's all you. You're over the ball. You hit it, and let's go from there. Hey, by the way, the other story coming out here, Max Edwards, who won three straight state championships for Northwestern High School, suspended indefinitely, unauthorized athletic activity, and it became this huge story. And again, I know it's slow. Northwestern's won three state championships. Max Edwards has done as good a job coaching the last 3 years. Remember that year they had the really bad record, and then they had to go, they barely got in the playoffs and went on the road and beat everybody. Came back here and beat all the good teams, and they won. They won the whole thing. Like this guy, there's been a couple schools that dominated. I don't want to forget about Chaminade and some other schools, but Max Edwards has done as good a job as anybody coaching high school football down here in South Florida. Three straight titles, state titles. And so I was looking at it, and it was like one of the lead stories on ESPN and CBS. And I was like, so I thought like, all right, so he had a practice and he wasn't supposed to, or he got some guys together. And I was like, and you know, when he suspended, and I was like, what'd he do? Go in a girl's restroom and look at a 15-year-old? Like, what the hell is this about?
Bad.
I don't know, man. Look at I get right now we're taking this stuff seriously. I don't know, man. I just don't feel, and I really like him. I defend Max every day of the week, man. I literally looked at it, and again, I know things are slow. So I see high school coach suspended. So, you know, you see that, Zach. You think some, you know.
Something bad, right. Something
like,
really
oh, man,
bad.
What'd
right.
the guy do? He hit a student?
Right.
Or
right,
like,
right.
I'm thinking all the things have cost coaches or they've been suspended for or they get in trouble in their personal life. Well, Max got some of his guys together to go over. All right, wasn't supposed to. He got caught. You don't think he's the only one doing this?
No, come on.
I hope we know that high school, college, and professional athletes are getting together.
Right.
Like, you say whatever you want. It may not be everybody, and I know the coaches are probably not there in most cases, but there's some coaches out there watching. I just thought we went way too far on this Max Edwards thing, and I understand they're cracking down here in Dade County, and we've been hit hard in Dade County, but... And all right, I mean, you want to smack him, but he became a damn story. I looked at this a couple days ago, and I was like, oh, man, what high school coach is that, man? It says South Florida high school coach. Oh, man, I know all those guys. Who could this be? Oh, man, come on, man. Like,
Got to make an example out of somebody, and unfortunately it's Max.
Yeah, but I just...
I know.
I mean, come on, man. Like, you're going to make that a big story because he had a practice... And we're vilifying this guy? Come on. Come on. I mean, I'm going to have to, we're going to have Manny Diaz on. Manny Diaz, a huge high school. Like, come on. Like, Max, whenever this thing gets going again, Max needs to be the damn head coach. Like, that's not an easy job. You're an inner city coach? because you're not just a coach, you're everything else. Like, come on.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but, you know, that's just what's going to end up happening when you get caught at this point before everything does reopen, and especially like that. And I'm only assuming at this point if it was a bunch of coaches sitting around doing stuff, nothing would have happened, but he had kids out there. So, of course, that's going to
He had the kids are with him. And
No, that's what I'm saying. If it was just a coaches meeting.
Zach, this wasn't different. The beach. Wasn't a bunch of guys on the beach.
I know.
Dry humping girls next to him. Right. I mean, come on, man. Trying to get a little, like, I don't even like, somebody turned him in, I'm guessing.
Of course. Right? Yes.
Somebody
come on.
Wasn't right. Like, listen,
I don't think some city official drove by and went, hey, what are they doing? You know, it's obviously somebody said, what are some other coach or some other school around Dade County saw it and turned them in. Not even a question.
Anyway, hang in there, Max, wherever you are, man. If you're up early this morning, hang in there, my man. Love Max Edwards. Love talking to him, and just does an unbelievable job at what he's done at Northwestern High School. Don't forget, man, Northwestern's got to deal with Central. They got to deal with Carroll City. Now everybody's moved around a little bit. Now they got to deal with American Heritage and everything else. But they just those kids, man, and they got some good players there. They know how to win, and he's perfect. He's perfect coach for him. Hey, so we talked about this a little bit. The NHL. Looks like they've agreed on that 2014 playoff that they're going to have. Now they're trying to find locations. Looks like they might have one here and one in Canada. But they're you know, everybody's flexible trying to figure this out, which means, by the way, the looks like Panthers are in good shape as a 10 seed right now.
Yeah.
If you're wondering. The NBA and Disney are working in Orlando, talking about something in late July. At that beautiful sports facility. Everybody in sports at some point, if you have a kid, you've been up there for some sport.
ESPN, what, Wide World of Sports?
Wide World of Sports. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It goes forever. And they're basically, any big tournament, bring your kids here. Any national or state tournament, come on up here. We got room for everybody. And it is just a fantastic facility. So the NBA looks like they got to decide. They're all over the board right now. A lot of people just want to go, let's just keep the format the way it is. Let's get right in the playoffs, top eight in the East against the top eight in the West, and let's find out. Someone expanded a little bit because there were games left. Should we expand it a couple of games? Some people want to reseed and just go 1 through 20. Or 1 through 18 or 1 through 16 and divide it. One plays 16, you know.
That'd
two
be interesting,
play.
Though. Think about that.
Yeah, you're right. It'd be a little different. But I mean
you're going to have the Heat versus maybe someone from the West in the first round, and then they're going to reseed in the second round. And, I mean, the only way they can get away with that also when you do something like that is when everyone's together. So you don't have to worry about West Coast, East Coast, none of that. They're all just in the same place. It's like having one of these, you know, 7-on-7 tournaments with everyone around.
Yeah.
And that's what it basically is. I know that, you know, and I know that we've talked about in the past about, oh, this is flawed. It'll be an asterisk. I think it's fun. I think if they can end up coming back and doing something a little bit different, I'm not going to call it flawed or an asterisk. It's just a season ending. That's all they're trying to do.
It's going to be a championship.
Whoever wins. That's it.
Whoever wins this gets
is going to get rings
gets
and
a Stanley Cup.
Right, right.
These are going to count. They're not coming back just to entertain the people. They're coming back. Those guys won't try to get a ring. Like, the reason LeBron's out there in front of everybody is he's looking around going, I got a chance to win this thing, man. So, you know, he's all in on this thing. Like, yeah. So whatever they end up doing – I thought it was pretty interesting. I was totally against it. Like, no, man, keep it East against the West.
Right.
And then I thought, you know, you could have two teams from the – you could have Clippers and the Lakers in the finals or something like that. According
Can you
to
imagine
CD.
That? Think about that. Seven-game series if it does come down to Lakers and Clippers. Isn't that what you wanted to see anyway?
I don't feel good about Milwaukee getting to the finals. I don't know why.
No, I don't. You know,
they've been good, and I'm sure the Greek Freak is healthy now, but it's been a couple of months. But, yeah, and then it really comes down who's been staying in great shape this whole time and playing basketball that's been really motivated and not just now picking it back up to get going. So that's that situation. I don't know about this MLB thing. They got to get. They can talk about safety all they want, and I keep hearing about families with all these sports, and I get it. They want their families with them, and they want them safe, and they want to know about testing. But I just always feel like when I'm talking about the MLB,
money.
They want to know about that money. Everybody wants to know about the money. Now, don't get me wrong. But I don't think they're asking any professional athlete to come back for free or an hourly wage to play. I think they're okay. I think they're okay there. So, anyway, that's that situation. It's all heading on towards coming back in July, man. I don't know what date in July, but we are going to have a lot of sports sometime in July, and August is just going to be ridiculous month of guys going at it. So are you more about finishing out the regular season or just get right to the playoffs? I just want to get to the playoffs.
That's fine with me. I don't care. I mean, it's so close in both those
sports. Send the crappy teams home.
Right.
Send the teams that have just been, by the way, you basically, if you're Golden State, right. You didn't try to win anyway, so friggin' just done. Steph, you and all the guys go.
Right.
Clay, you guys, Draymond, you guys go chill and you can go. We'll invite you up to the tournament. And all those bad teams that suck.
If you look at the standings, anyway. Joe, there's no like realistic chance any of those ninth place teams probably get in anyway.
You're right.
They're far enough behind me, especially in the East. But in the West, I know people wanted to see Zion try to make a push towards the playoffs. But I would give them the year off here. Right. Because they're just not close enough.
How about all those teams 9 and down in the East? That's pathetic. They're like 16 under to like terrible.
Right.
Like New York doesn't deserve. Like Knicks, just go home.
Go home,
relax, work on next year.
I mean, even Portland's 29 and 37, and they're ninth in the West.
Right.
So do you want to sit around and wait for them to try to make a push?
No.
Well,
what are they going to do anyway? Play 10 games, 12 games, and get them back in and see if a team can make? No, just take the top 8 in each.
They
reseed them if you want. Let's ride. Let's go.
They need to jump. They need to jump into this thing and get rolling. I'm done. Like I if you want to expand the playoffs a little bit, that's fine. But we need to have playoffs. The regular season, I think you get people here playoffs. I think it's a big help. Big help for your sport. Just start it. Don't close out the regular season in the playoffs. Let's jump into this bad boy. Expand it a little bit.
Hockey, we need at least 10.
We got it, man.
Got to have at least 10 in hockey.
They approved it. No, we're good, man. We're
good on
that.
Got to sneak the Cats in there, man.
I don't care, by the way. I don't care if they have to go up to Canada and play some really safe place.
Who cares? Give me playoff hockey.
Some place that's got a bunch of hotels and those ice rinks. You know, up in Canada, they have like ice rinks every block. They have a new one.
Perfect.
Right.
Perfect.
It's like Dunkin' Donut in Boston. Like if you go to Boston, every third place is another Dunkin' Donut. Hey, we got to go to break here, man. 7 o'clock hour's coming up. Get you caught up on everything, including monster ratings. I mean monster ratings for The Match. 56022 if you want to join us. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.